Vectis Radio on DAB.
We've got the lovely Maureen Sullivan in. Good afternoon, Maureen.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I am very well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure.
No problem at all.
And what are you going to tell us about?
I'm going to tell you all about HMS Pinafore.
Right.
Which is the latest Gilbert and Sullivan operetta musical performed by Gasp.
Yes. And when is that?
That is at the end of this month, so it's the 24th, 25th, 26th and 27th of September.
Right.
Two of the shows are actually already sold out, so Friday and Sunday have gone. But
get your tickets quick.
Get your tickets quick, but Thursday and this year, because the Sunday matinees were so popular over the last couple of years, we've added another matinee on the Saturday.
Good idea.
So you have a choice of Thursday evening, Saturday afternoon, or Saturday evening at the moment.
Good.
Okay, so you've got to do two shows on Saturday then.
We have two shows on Saturday. We are going to be a bit tired by Saturday night, but hey, we enjoy it.
Good for you. It's at Bembridge Village Hall.
It is indeed.
Which is a lovely little venue. Don't be put off by the fact it's called Bembridge Village Hall. It is a village hall, don't get me wrong, but it's a nice venue.
It's a good-sized village hall, and for something like Gilbert and Sullivan, the stage is big enough to cram lots of people on.
Cram is the right word, yes.
But we also have our SAC chorus. We have a group of people who are fabulous singers, but for whatever reason are quite happy not to be on the stage. So they sit just below the stage and they just add to that richness of sound that you need
would
for
be
Gilbert
the orchestra
Sullivan.
Pit.
You've got it, yes, the orchestra pit. Yeah.
And you are very close to the action now. I mean, it is a very intimate venue. Lovely, lovely little thing. So HMS Pinafore, where does that fall within the Gilbert and Sullivan range?
It's probably, after Pirates of Penzance, one of the most popular and one of the best known. Mm. It takes place, would you believe, on board a ship called HMS Pinafore?
No.
Oh, yes, it does. No, sorry, it's not Panto.
Not yet.
And the ship's captain, Captain Corcoran, has betrothed his beautiful daughter Josephine to his boss, basically, Joseph Porter, only she doesn't love him. Oh. She loves Rafe Rackstraw, who's a humble, able seaman on the ship. So it's really about, is Josephine going to forsake Sir Joseph and marry the man that truly loves her and she truly loves?
Right.
Are they going to get together? Yes, they are. Spoiler alert. Or will Sir Joseph get his way, or will he have to end up settling for somebody else? And it's a typical Gilbert and Sullivan. The plot is ridiculous. We have Little Buttercup, who apparently was the nursemaid to Captain Corcoran and Rafe. And when you start working out ages and things, it's a bit confusing, but you don't let a little thing like confusing plot worry you because the whole thing is carried through by the humour of it and by the music.
Good.
And we are very, 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 as you know, because you've been to see some of our previous shows, very lucky that we've got some of the best voices on the Isle of Wight.
That's
on that
nice.
Stage.
You certainly have.
So who have you got?
No doubt about that.
Well, we have the people who were here last year and the year before. Rob Bingham, who was our Nanky Poo, who was our Alexis in The Sorcerer last year. He is Rafe Rackstraw.
Right.
And again, he's playing against the beautiful Lucy, who again was Aline last year. She was Yum Yum in the Mikado. So they've been lovers for 3 years in a row now.
Wow.
Okay.
But Lucy's got this beautiful soaring soprano voice.
Yes.
And Rob can ham it up he's a fabulous comedy actor.
He is,
got great comic timing.
Absolutely. But when he opens his mouth and this amazing tenor voice comes out, you realise he's just as good a musician as a comedian.
He is, yes.
We've got Andy Kay, who was our sorcerer last year, who was recently the Beast.
He was,
in Beauty and the Beast for the Strollers, and again has the most amazing bass voice. I can still remember being on stage in The Sorcerer when he did that last deep note before he disappeared into the who knows where,
we
hell
don't know,
or whatever.
Magic, yes.
But he's our Captain Corcoran.
Yes. Right.
We have Abby Leverton, who again has been with us for many years. She is Little Buttercup. We have Anita, who was Katisha in The Mikado, if you remember, and Constance last year. She's Cousin Hebe.
Right.
And we have John Abraham, who again has been in every show other than The Mikado, which he directed. Mm-hmm. And he is Sir Joseph Porter. And he's another person who combines a fabulous voice with the most amazing comic timing and silliness.
Well, I think for Gilbert and Sullivan, I mean, it is a comedy at the end of the day.
Oh, it is, yes.
And often used to take the mickey out of certain institutions of the day.
And the interesting thing is a lot of it is still relevant. Sir Joseph Porter, for example, has managed to become the head of the whole of the Queen's Navy.
Yes.
Having never been to sea. And it's a lovely satire on people who are promoted into positions of responsibility that they just have got no experience or knowledge about. And it's still going on today. So,
Absolutely, a lot
that's still relevant. Yeah.
So it's how long does it run for roughly?
The running time. The running time for the show, it starts at 7:30 and the 2:30 for the matinees. The 7:30 shows should be over by 10 o'clock, so about 2.5 hours, and 5 o'clock for the matinees.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know, you know, some people prefer to come out, especially as it's getting a bit darker, the lights are drawing in, would prefer to come out in the afternoon. So
matinees are very well supported.
They are, yes.
And, I'm not going to plug too much, but you can make an afternoon of it by having your Sunday lunch at a restaurant nearby.
You can have Sunday lunch beforehand, or you can have an evening meal afterwards.
Yeah,
you've got the choice. I have to also say that Andrew Jenner is also behind the director's chair again,
right?
Yeah. And doing the costumes.
Wow, he does
and
do
designing
so
the
well.
Set and
does them so well, doesn't he?
Oh, so you can expect a visual delight as well as
really looking forward to
a vocal one.
I think the fact that we're still playing Gilbert and Sullivan operettas now,
yes,
just goes to show how relevant, how well written they were when they were back in the day.
They were absolutely incredibly well written. The music stands the test of time, and as I say, so do some of the comedy as well. In fact, most of it.
And I know people do say, and I have said, that a lot of the music is very similar, but it's their style. That's how they do it, isn't it?
It is, and I'm saying this as a member of the cast. They also have this. Andrew Lloyd Webber does it as well, I have to admit. They also have this habit of bringing in the same tune two or three times during the show, and they will just change little bits, a few words or a little bit of the music changes.
Yes.
And you now have to remember, this is the bit where I'm singing that song or that tune or those words.
Yeah.
So they don't make it easy.
No, they're not easy to play.
It's not easy to play. It's not easy to perform.
Excellent.
But we are working very, very hard. And as I say, we have some amazing talent on stage.
And you're on stage too.
I'm there in the background as a member of the ensemble.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Thoroughly enjoying myself.
So good for you.
Tickets available from?
Tickets are available from TicketSource. So if you go to TicketSource and put in either Gasp or HMS Pinafore, it will come out. But you can also phone, and you're going to ask me the phone number now.
I am
going
to ask you the phone number.
You are going to ask me the phone number, and I'm going to say help because I can't remember it. But if you hold on,
hang on a second.
It will come up. I know it will come up. It is 07761 460925. So it's 07761 460925, and we will sort you some tickets out over the phone as well.
Indeed.
Magic.
We'll have a lot of these details on our website if they're not there already.
We will, yeah.
And you can book your tickets, but be quick because it is going quite quickly.
The shows that are still selling are selling very quickly.
What sort of price are we looking at for tickets?
We are looking at £12
for
a ticket.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So, you know... You can't
cost you more than to get across to see one on the mainland.
Okay.
Just a favour.
Oh, most definitely. I was going to say, you know, a couple of drinks in the pub, and you said goodbye to that.
Very good, excellent.
We're looking forward to it.
We are very spoiled. We say this every time. Very spoiled of this island by the amount of high quality amateur entertainment that's put on. And the term amateur doesn't really cover it, but it is high quality. It's not like your traditional archetypal Amdram thing. Where
no, I always say we are amateur in the sense that nobody's paid us yet. Yeah. We're still quite happy to be paid if anybody wants to. However, we know that people are paying, and it really doesn't matter if they're paying £12 or £100. They are paying to see a quality show, and therefore we aim to give professional
and
quality
you do.
Shows.
I've never been disappointed by any of our island performances yet. I've been disappointed by a few mainland ones, I have to say, but none on the island have disappointed me so far.
I do think most of our principals, if they walked onto a West End stage and sang, nobody would question it at all.
No, I don't think they would. Well, thank you. Thank you, your team, for putting these things on for us. We do enjoy them. It makes
it's
very pleasant Sunday
work.
Afternoon. It's a huge bit of hard work. And not just for the four or five shows you actually see,
no,
but months
everything.
In advance.
The months of rehearsal, but we enjoy doing it.
I'm sure you do.
You know, we become a family over that period. When we come back to do the first rehearsal for the next show, it is like a family coming back together.
Which is good.
But it's still a lot of work, though, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. Yeah. It is an awful lot
of
work.
It's going to be a dark, cold, rainy evening by the time we get back to the first ones, isn't it? You've got to be really motivated to think, oh, I could get out from in front of this nice warm fire and do some.
And I think that's the other reason we see it's a family thing, because what gets you out there when you don't want to leave home is the fact that you don't want to let that family
Absolutely.
Down. You want to be part of it.
What we haven't mentioned is there's a little refreshment place as well.
We have our own little bar.
Yes.
Within the auditorium.
Yes. So you can have a cup of tea or a...
Or something stronger
something
if you
stronger.
Wish.
Yes. You can have a Kit Kat. Other chocolate bars are available.
Yes, you can have all sorts of crisps and things like that. And
you can have a glass of wine as well if you wish. Yes, absolutely.
Indeed.
Even a Prosecco if you feel like celebrating.
And why wouldn't you want to celebrate a bit of Gilwyn Sullivan?
Yeah, so you haven't got to sit there going,
it's very nice. Very nice indeed.
That you are quite deliberately encouraged not to just sit there going, oh, I need a drink.
What you will do is, if it's anything like our experience, you'll see about a dozen or so people in the audience that you recognise from other walks of life, because it is the Isle of Wight.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
absolutely. And the lovely thing about the theatre groups on the island also is they support each other.
They do,
So, you know, I work with Adlib, for example, and I happen to know that on Saturday evening there are about a dozen people from Adlib all coming to see the
That's
show
good.
Together. There'll
yeah.
probably be people from the Savoyards and Shoreline and various other groups as well.
There's
so
loads of
it is lovely that we support each other in that
yes,
way.
Yes, well, absolutely.
Thank you, Maureen, for coming in.
We're really looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Vectis Radio on DAB.